As celebratory gunfire rang out across Gaza within minutes of the bus in Tel Aviv being bombed, a ceasefire began to look remote. Mosques began trumpeting the news, saying Hamas had managed to place the explosives on board. It was feared this act could scupper any deal in the making. Soon after, possibly in retaliation, Israel struck back with massive force, as I was live on air.
Massive airstrike now right in front of me, probably two or three kilometres away from where I am in Gaza City. Huge plumes of smoke, 3, 2, 4. Total 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
John, are you all right?
We're all fine, but that is about a kilometre from where we are.
Israel says it's been bombing targets associated with what it calls the terror infrastructure, but civilians, including more than 30 children, have died. Outside a travel agent office, in a row of busted-up shops, we found a few traders, brave enough to venture out to clear up the damage.
My name is Moin Mushteha. I have this office established from about 50 years ago.
Moin says his business is ruined. He doesn't know where to start.
No, haven't any insurance here for the office. No.
Right up to the last minute, before the ceasefire deal was announced, the firing continued. Airstrikes and rockets. The question is, can the truce stick and end a decades-long cycle of Gaza having to build itself up, only to be knocked down again? John Donison, BBC News, Gaza.